Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay. Pandarka. Page 37. Well, Tara, shall I
start? Have you done this one? Would you like me to start?
I think I'll do the second one.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. Yamayam Yaha Swayam Varakale Bahavo Tajano Manyam Rinita Vrinita Mamiyam Vrinitepi Manyamanaha Kundi Kunde Napura Magata
Kundinam Puram Agata Agataha
Kundinam Puram Agata Agataha Rangam Pradisham.
Good.
Well, I had a lot of trouble with all of these sentences. So, and I don't think I have translations for any, or very sketchy. Okay, so we have Damayanti. It's either ablative or genitive. And I think it's probably genitive here. Feminine singular.
Yes.
And then we have Swayam Varakale, which means the time of choosing a husband. And it's in the locative, singular.
Mm-hmm.
So in the time of choosing a husband of Damayanti or for Damayanti, mm-hmm. her time of choosing a husband.
You can even say it's at the time of Damayanti Swayamvara. That's how you would really say it. The Swayamvara, it's a big kind of festive occasion where all of the suitors come. And she chooses who her husband's going to be. So it's her Swayamvara.
Okay.
Right? Like her marriage, you would say, this is the Swayamvara. So at the time of her Swayamvara.
I got the feeling that this was this big gathering, you were supposed to choose somebody, but it got very mixed up after that. And then Bahava is really Bahavaha from Bahu, which is much or many?
Many.
Okay, so that's nominative plural, masculine nominative plural. And it's modifying Raja. No, which is really Rajanaha, nominative plural masculine for kings, many kings. So this next word, this next compilation, Mam Niyam.
Mam Iyam.
Mam Iyam is what it is. Okay, let's see.
Two words, Mam.
That was one of my options. So Mam is me, right? Or I, in the accusative singular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then Iyam is this or she or her, feminine singular.
So take it as she. Mom, Iyam.
Okay. And it's somebody speaking. Is that right?
No, Vrinita means choose. Yeah. The many kings, Mom, Iyam, Vrinita. Mom, Iyam, Vrinita.
Oh, so choose me.
Or she should choose me. She should choose me.
She should choose me. Okay.
It's a potential optative. Okay. She should choose me.
So, Vrinita is in the optative.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vrinita.
What is
Mom, potential.
Oh, how did I end up with the imperative?
Imperative? Why'd you get the... Because EM is the subject. She should choose. That's not an imperative.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's Te. Let's see, no, that's present tense. No, that would be to or Tom. I'm looking at the imperative now. Let's see in the...
How did I What did I do?
Imperative is two in the third person singular, and it's tam for the atmanapada. You took it maybe as the second person.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Second person plural.
So what is the word actually?
But iyam means.
Is it brini tam?
Brini tam would be the imperative third person singular. You took it as second person.
Yeah.
But what you want is iyam vrinita. She should choose mom. They're all thinking she should choose me. She must choose me. She must choose me. Even you can take a potential in an imperative sense also, like let her choose me, let her choose me. You can do that. But it's still going to be third person singular.
Third person singular and the
Operative, potential.
So,
Look on page 36.
Oh, I see.
Go down to the last.
Atmanapada, right?
Yeah, Atmanapada. Go down to the bottom of 36, the last.
I see it now.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay.
Do you see how EM means she is the nominative singular?
I had that. I had me and she, and I knew that she was choosing.
Yeah.
Or she was choosing.
Okay.
For some reason.
So it's Vernita and then EM, right?
Mom, EM, Vernita.
Okay. But Atmanapada, the third person singular, is eight, would be eight, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, that's true. It would be eight for the first four, six, and tenth.
Right.
But for the rest of them...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, go down to page 36 there.
Yeah, sorry, and, sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
that's what... It's kind of good to have the sheet. You know that sheet idea to make...
That's what I've been using, and I don't know why I just completely missed that. So this is a nice...
See, this sheet, I think Penny did one also. Something
yeah,
like
that's
this,
what I've
right?
been using.
That's helpful.
Actually,
it can still go wrong.
Yeah. Are you still confused, Penny, on this one?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. So this is a ninth.
Are we ready to go ahead?
Yes, it's ninth. Okay.
So she should choose me. She should
choose
me. Or you can have an imperative sense. Let her, may she choose me. May she choose me. Because potential can have the imperative sense also.
Okay. So they're saying it over and over again. Let her choose me. Let her choose me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because then the next word again we have Vrinita. Iti.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So all the kings are yelling, she should choose me.
They're manya manaha, right?
In their mind.
They're thinking.
Oh, they're thinking it. Yeah. And that's
thinking.
A PAP, right?
Let her choose me. Let her choose me.
Okay.
That's a passive. No. Manyate is fourth atmanapada. So manya manaha is the present active participle.
Yay, I got it.
For the long ending, atmanapada.
I know.
Okay. In atmanapada.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, which one did you say, Kara?
Man is fourth atmanapada, manyate.
Right.
Manya manaha is the present active participle in the atmanapada, taking the mana affix instead of the ut affix.
Mana, right.
Yeah, because it's atmanapada, and it's a fourth gana root, fourth atmanapada root.
For like
mana.
Mana.
Yeah.
Right. Finally, I'm getting those. Okay. So that's masculine nominative plural.
Right.
They were thinking. Uh-huh. Then we have Kundinapuram, which is the name of a city in the accusative singular. And Agataha, which is a PPP. Oh, no, that's just the... that's a PPP, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't I write that? It's nominative plural, and they came. They came to Kundinapura.
Mm-hmm.
Rangam is accusative singular for assembly or stage.
It's a big stage. It's
okay,
where the event is taking place. The rangam is the whole setting for the Swayamvara, the place where it's taking place.
And then Pravisham is pra plus vish, which is a sixth gana. To enter, and it's imperfect third-person plural.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So they entered the stage. So basically, she's at the time, at her Swarambara, many kings gathered, many kings came to the city, entered the stage.
You would say like this. You've got the, your first clause, Damayanti's, at the time of Damayanti's Swayamvara,
okay.
Karma, right?
Yep.
Then from Bahabaha Rajanaha, there's your subject, many kings.
Many kings.
Then from there, the Mamiyam, all the way to Agataha, ending with Agataha, is an adjectival phrase going to many kings.
Many kings.
Many kings, you could say, who had come, the many kings who had come to Kuninapuram, thinking, they entered.
Okay.
Do you see how you've got to have that as an adjectival phrase, because your basic sentence is, many kings entered the Ranga.
Okay.
But the many kings who had come to Kuninapuram, thinking, choose me, may she choose me, may she choose me, those kings entered the setting, the stage.
Okay.
The stage where the Swayamvara was taking place. Do you see what I'm saying there?
Yes, I do.
Do you see, Penny?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you see, Kiki? Are we done with that sentence then?
Yeah.
You want to read, Kiki?
Damayantaha.
Tyaha.
Damayantyaha.
Damayantyaha.
Swayamvara kale.
Swayamvara
kale.
Swayamvara kale.
Swayamvara kale.
Bahavo Rajano.
Bahavo Rajano.
Mamiyam Vrinita. Mamiyam Vriniteti.
Mamiyam Vrinita. Mamiyam Vriniteti.
Manyamanaha.
Manyamanaha.
Kundina Puramaga. Agata.
Kundina Puram.
Agataha.
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 Rangam Pravishan.
Rangam Pravishan. Good. Let me just step outside just for a second.
Come in.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did pretty well with the parsing. It's just that I got very lost. People.
And you got the PAP.
I did. I spent 2 hours. Well, there was a number of them that showed up, and I'm like, these things are driving me nuts. So I finally just got it into my mind, organized in a way where I can maybe...
How did you do that?
Well, it was that piece of the Atmanepada form that was throwing me off. I'm like, this mana, where...
Right.
So I finally went back and looked over my notes again. I just got it. I made myself a
that's
little
so
note on my cheat sheet that whenever you see mana, say P-A-P.
Yes.
Lapa mana.
So we'll see. It's good for today.
Great.
I don't know how I'll be next week.
In Pravishan, you got that one also. That was the fast sentence.
Okay. So the next one?
Sure. Okay. Yes,
please.
Who is it?
It's Gary.
Oh, hi Gary.
Next one is an adjectival feminine nominative, desiring, choosing, modifying Damayanti, which is in the nominative feminine. And then this is a compound, Ranga Agatan, in the plural, masculine plural, accusative.
Mm-hmm.
And then that modifies Nirupan. Kings, also in the accusative masculine plural. And then Krikshamana, I thought also was a PAP. In the nominative.
Oh, PAP, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Modifying Damayanti.
Right, yep.
Okay. And then Nala Tulia Kritini. is the evening compound in the accusative masculine plural having the form of nala. And then pancha is five. And then purusham is accusative plural people. And apashat, she saw.
No, you have to say like that.
Penny, what did you say that praksh manaha means?
Prakshamana.
Prakshamana is a PFP looking at.
Oh, it's looking at.
It's the continuous action.
Seeing, looking at.
I translated it as WMT was desirous of choosing mother. Mm-hmm. Looking at the kings assembled in the appointed place, she saw five people who looked like him.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
But does everybody see it? You went a little fast. Did you get it,
Kiki? Did I go too fast?
I don't know. Kiki, did you get it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did you get it now?
You get it now? Everybody get it?
Yeah.
Very good, okay.
Had they, like, turned themselves into the likeness of him?
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Because they wanted, they knew that she wanted to choose Nala.
Okay.
So they took his form. That's really good.
This was my shining moment, ladies.
Well done. Very nice.
Beautifully done. Perfect. Do you want to read, Kiki? That was great.
Nalam. Now this is Vuvurshuhu.
It's a desiderative like Mumukshuhu.
Oh,
desirous of choosing.
Vuvurshu Damayanti.
Rangagatan Nripan Prekshamanaha. Now you say for us.
Rangagatan Nripan Prekshamana.
Rangagatan Nripan Prekshamanaha.
Nalatulya.
Do Nalatulya Kritin. So we get the whole.
Nalatulya Kritin. Pancha Purushan.
Apashyat. Good.
So I can maybe try it.
Do this one. This is a shorty.
Okay. Tataha. Well, I was going to order today, but. Tataha Sandehan. Is this now? No. Is that a no? And then.
Well.
Apya Janan. Sunday on, I don't know what that form is. So tataha is thereafter. Sandehan, I think, means with suspicion.
Now remember that. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'll let Tara and Penny tell you. What's the sandi?
Sandehat. Oh, thereafter with from Sandeh, so it's a fifth case ablative. So thereafter, with suspicion.
Because of doubt. Yeah.
Right. No. Abhya janan. Again, is that a janat? I don't know.
Yeah. Janan. Nya abhi plus nya is a ninth gana, means to recognize. It's in your book there on the page.
Abhi plus. What did you say?
It's abhi plus nya, like janati, nya becomes ja.
Oh, abhi janat.
Yeah.
And it means, you said, after knowing? Or
well, it would be, no, it's the verb.
Oh.
Abhi ajanat. She didn't recognize.
Abhi ajanat nalam nripam.
Do you see it's past tense, everybody? Yeah. Abhi janat.
Abhya.
Then, Sandehat, because of doubt, confusion.
She didn't recognize the King Nala.
She didn't recognize King Nala.
Abhijanat, she didn't. Okay, so then because of suspicion, she didn't recognize King Nala.
Mm-hmm. She was confused.
Yeah.
Right. But do you everybody see the...
The Sandi there.
Yeah.
There's a... He's really good at giving confusing Sundays.
No kidding.
Yeah. So Sunday hot, na, abhyajanat, nalam, nripam.
So she did not see? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she didn't recognize. Abhijna means to recognize. She did not recognize.
Five, she wasn't able to pick
Yeah.
Yeah, because of that confusion. She was confused, Sandeha. Because of the confusion from that. You can even take Tattaha because of that, from the confusion due to that. Right? Or therefore, because of the confusion that caused, or from the Sandeha, from the doubt due to that.
That's how I use doubt, because of...
That's fine. From the doubt due to that, Tattaha.
Right,
from the doubt created by that, due to that, she could not recognize, she did not recognize King Nellik. Is it okay for everybody?
Right. Should we
read it? Yeah.
So I'll read it with the Santi broken.
Sure.
Tattaha Sandehat.
Tattaha Sandehat.
Na Abhijanat.
Na Abhijanat.
Nalam Dripam.
Nalam Dripam. Good. You want to do Taurus?
Yeah, I'll do that. Tisham Chaparo Nala Rupa Tarina Indradayo Deva Iti Ra Saracha
Nya.
Iti.
That's a what?
Nya.
Nya?
Nya, like Jnanam.
Yeah.
Nyatwa Abhashata.
Nyatwa.
Nyatwa, having known. Nya. Would you have a typo?
I don't know. I have itti and it looks like a ra. Just a...
Ooh. What is that?
I don't know. Believe me, I do not know.
It's a typo. Look at what it's supposed to be.
That's terrible.
Itti. Itti, where it comes.
Uh-huh.
Nyatwa Abhashata. You want to copy it?
Yeah, let me copy it. What a waste of time.
Wow. Yeah. What a drag.
Oh, I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I didn't notice.
All right.
Okay, here's your book back. All right. Okay, so Tesham Chatvaro Lala Rupa Tarina Indrayo Indradayo
Indradayo Indradayo
Sorry, Deva Iti Nya Twa Bhashata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have genitive plural for tud, tesham, of them, or of those four. Is that what it's in the nominative
mm-hmm.
plural?
Of those.
Of the four.
No, just of those.
Of those, okay.
Chatwadaha. Of those four. Of those, comma.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. Four. Of those. Four, and then the next word is a compound in the nominative plural. Those who assume the form of Nala, four, assumed, so of those, comma, four, had assumed the form of Nala.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Indradayo, which is really Indradayaha.
Indradiyaha.
So it's Indra and others.
Yeah.
It's
saying
mm-hmm. other gods, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Adi.
The Indra God. Adi. Okay. It would be the devas beginning with Indra.
Okay, and that's nominative plural.
Yeah.
Both of those. And then we have Iti. And then we have Nya. Well, I know we have Abhashata, which is the imperfect third person singular, Amanekta, for said or spoke.
Oh.
And then we have Twa. Which I don't know what
it is. So is that an indeclinable?
It's an indeclinable past participle. Having known or having.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I see.
Is it gerund?
Gerund, yeah.
Gerund, yeah.
Having known.
Could it be having recognized?
Yeah. You can. Okay. Well, that's a better translation in this sense. Now, generally means just to know, but you can extend it. Here, recognize would be a better word.
Okay. So, having recognized. All right. So she is speaking, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Dalyanti? So, mm-hmm. She says, of those, four have assumed the form of Nala.
Yeah, you would say as four god, four
gods beginning.
Four of them are. You could say four are of these five. Four of them are gods beginning with Indra, who have assumed the form of Nala.
Okay.
Four are devas. Chatvaraha devaha. She realizes jnatva, having realized that four chatvaraha are devaha, beginning with Indra. So having realized that, then abhashata.
She spoke. After realizing this, or having recognized this, she spoke.
Right.
Wait a second,
you
said. So having realized.
Chetwa, that of among them, of them, Teshan, of the five forms of Nala. Right? Of those five forms of them, four of them, Chetwaraha, are Devaha. Chatvaraha devaha, four are gods.
Right, beginning with Indra.
Beginning with Indra, who have assumed, who have taken, or where have taken the form of Indra, of Nala. So, chatvaraha, Nala rupa dharinaha, indradiyaha devaha are all nominative plurals.
Right.
Among those five. In apposition.
Appositional.
Yeah.
So there is a plural because is understood.
That's right. The basic sentence is Chetvaraha Devaha. Four are gods. Then Teshan, of them, of those five that are standing there from the previous sentence, of them, Chetvaraha, four,
mm-hmm.
Santi. You know? Four, Chetvaraha Devaha Santi. Four are gods. Then the four are gods, beginning with Indra, who have assumed the form of Nala, who have taken the form of Nala.
So Indra, etc., devas.
Yeah.
So basically our structure is upon realizing that four of those five are gods.
Yeah.
Assuming the form of Nala, she said.
Exactly. Yeah, having recognized, having realized that four of them are devas, then she spoke. Now we have to see what she's going to say.
They put a period after she spoke.
You see what I mean, Penny? We have to see what she's going to say. Yeah.
Good.
Are we all on that?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, Kiki.
Penny, huh?
No, you have to read it.
Oh, I have to read it, right. Tesham. Chatvaro.
Tesham Chatvaro.
Nala Rupa Dharina.
Nala Rupa Dharina.
Indradayo Deva.
Indradayo Deva.
Iti Jnatva Abhashata.
Iti Jnatva Abhashata. Good. Okay, Penny.
Okay, so, I'm kind of broke down on this one, but we'll play with it. Katam Devam. Yaniyam katam cha nalam nirtam bodhayam. So katam is an interrogative adverb.
It's just been like how or how or in what.
Yeah, how or in what way.
Mm-hmm.
And devam, we have this sandhi of matching the palatal ja that begins the next word to the ending of devam. So that would be the gods again in the accusative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jan Yang, I wasn't sure what this was. It seemed like it it came from the verb to be born and to be produced.
Is no, Janja. No, that's Janja. You want Nya, that becomes Ja. Nya means to know. It's a ninth gana root. And when usage, Nya becomes Ja. Yes. You have to memorize it because we use it all the time. You know, Nya, Nya.
This is a Sandhi?
No, it's not a Sandhi.
Why does it become Ja?
It just does. Why does Gun become Gutch? Yeah.
Oh,
this is something you have to memorize. Wow, I've never seen it.
Never seen it before either. You would think it would be so common.
John, it is. John Ati, you have seen it
John
all the
Ati,
time.
Of course.
You've seen it all the time. You just don't remember the rule.
Sorry.
So the rule is, Nya is ninth gana, and it becomes Ja. So here you have, I lost my place, Ja Ni Yam. Now, if you look at the potential parasmipada, third first person singular,
potential
parasmipada,
first person.
It's Janiyam.
Yeah.
It's
a
first person
singular.
Yeah. So this is
bottom of 30? 36,
look at page 36
in the middle.
Right.
Okay,
good. Well, how will I know? Oh, I see.
Okay.
How can I know?
How can I know
the gods?
Yeah. Who are the gods and who are the king?
How can I recognize the devas?
And how can I know King Nara?
Right.
Bodeyam is the same.
And Bodeyam is also potential first person.
But it's first gonna.
Right, Bodeyam is the normal one.
How can I recognize the gods and how can I recognize Nala, King Nala? In English, you can even say, how will I be able to? It has the potential sense of the immediate future is all right. Even in the present tense, you can use the sense of immediate future. So you could say, how will I be able to recognize the gods and how will I be able to recognize Nala? How can this happen?
Right. And so, Bodeyam, that's a verb actually there, right?
Potential, first person.
It's first potential. Up to first gana, okay. I actually found a noun meaning perception or wisdom.
Bodeyam.
Boda.
Excuse me.
How did I think that would have worked, though? Oh, I thought it was Bodaha and Iyam.
No.
That's where we went wrong. Right.
There's all kinds of room for you.
All kinds of long roads to travel there. And that's what I'm saying. If I did that.
Sometimes
they're right.
Yeah.
Alright, should we read it?
Yeah, let's read it.
Katam Devan Janiyam.
Katam Devan Janiyam.
Katam Chanalam Nripam Bodheyam.
Katam Chanalam Nripam Bodheyam. Good. Do you want to try, Kiki?
Yeah, I'll try. Yada sa Devan Sharanam Gata, Tada te Sviyani Rupanya Avikara Kurvan. So I think this is saying, if I just go to the feet of the devas, then they themselves will reveal their rupa to me. Is that what this is saying?
More or less, yeah. Read it, though.
Okay.
Don't pull this Indian thing on us.
Okay. Yada, if...
When.
Mm-hmm. Yada saha, devan sharanam, the feet, devan sharanam... Is the feet of the gods.
Sharanam means the protection. Devan Sharanam. Sharanam gata goes together. Means to seek the protection. When you say Sharanam gata,
yeah,
it means to seek protection. When I seek the protection, go for the protection. Usually Sharanam gata will go together as a phrase.
Okay.
Sa gata. So when Sa Gita, when she went to the Sharanam, but she,
so
when she thought
Devan,
the...
Okay, so Devan is accusative, singular, and then Sharanam Gata.
It's a phrase that goes together. If you say sa gata, she went. Past tense of participle used actively, right, is intransitive.
Gata.
Sa gata, she went. So yada sa gata.
When she went.
When she sought the protection, when she...
Sought the protection of the devas.
Mm-hmm.
Tada, then, they, sviyani. Sviyani seems to imply themselves. So phalampalipalani, is it just a...
Sviyani rupani.
Sviyani rupani. So...
Reflexive.
Right, their own rupa.
Their own forms.
Rupani.
Uh-huh. Sviyani rupani.
And then... rupani, and then
avir akurvan. That word means to reveal.
Yeah. Oh, then they reveal their rupa themselves.
Past tense. Okay. Avir akurvan, they revealed. That is being used as a preposition, as a what do you call it? A
prefix.
Yeah, prefix. Upasarga. You see it a lot as avish. Avishkarati. But now when you have it in the past tense, the root is avir. So avir akurvan. They revealed.
Akurvan is, you said it's past.
Past tense.
Third person plural, right?
Porte. They revealed their own forms.
Right.
So
when she sought their protection, then they revealed. Swayani rupani, their own forms. Swayani means there, it's like swa. It's reflexive, like swaya, you know. Swa, or they could have said atmanaha.
Atmanaha. And swayani is also third person plural, right?
Yeah, with rupani.
With rupani, right.
Swayani rupani. Let's see if they have this, and they must have swaya in the back.
They don't.
No, but that's definitely what it means.
I found it in the dictionary.
Yeah.
But I'm still not clear on the preposition avir avishta. That doesn't mean revealed.
Yes, it does. If you look up avishkri in the dictionary, avishkri.
But it has to be with kri.
Yeah.
Avishkri.
Right. It's used as a preposition.
Plus kri.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wasn't clear about.
Oh, okay.
So what does avishkri mean as a preposition?
I don't know. I don't even have ever really seen it as a preposition outside of that word. I'll look at
the
prefix.
Openly and evidently.
Oh, as
or
a avish. As a that would be like an adverb, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. So here,
did you hear what she said, Penny?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Ultimately. Openly and evidently.
Yeah, but avish with kriya means to make manifest or to reveal. Here it is here. Avish Kri.
Great.
You have to hold it down a little bit.
As clear as mud.
Avish means to make apparent, lay bare, reveal, allow, manifest, put forth. Very common in Vedanta. For some reason this word comes a lot.
Avish.
Yeah.
It's
so
a paint kadasha. It's the sh. The
yeah. But because of the past tense, right? So let me find the root of it. Avis. Avis. Mm-hmm. So that avis by sandhi becomes avir before the The avis becomes avihi. Becomes avir.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's read it.
Yada sa devan sharanam gata.
Yada sa devan sharanam gata.
Tada te sviyani rupanya.
Tada te sviyani rupanya.
Avira kurvan.
Avira kurvan.
Okay, she's managed to do it. I have to.
Okay, go get her. Carol went to get Tibby.